The gleaming surface betrays the fact that, like the rest of the world, Hollywood is experiencing an economic slump. In the build-up to the Oscars, LA is putting on its habitual show of shimmering decadence. But beneath the surface, times are harder than they've been in decades, and it's only just beginning. Caterers and party organizers say plans for Oscars celebrations have slowed and budgets for festivities have been cut, some by as much as 75%. This is what's known as a gifting suite, where anyone who's remotely famous gets freebies bestowed upon them. These vendors know that a photograph of Kate Winslet with their product can have as much impact as an expensive ad campaign. Looking around here, there is plenty being given away. There's gadgets like these Bluetooth-enabled sunglasses over here, pieces of pop art ready to be given out. But there's also the opportunity here to give something to charity, a nod to the fact that out-and-out decadence can be seen as a bit insensitive in these tough times. Over time, the effects of the downturn on the movie industry could be dramatic.
If it's a five-act recession, I think we're just beginning to start in Act 2. How it's going to affect the real financing of those studios in Hollywood, how it's really going to affect the number of films that are going to be made, I imagine significantly. I imagine that we will be seeing major problems with certain studios. There'll be a major pulling back on a whole series of different production levels. I think you'll see a big effect in the next couple of years.
But there are few better places in the world at putting on a show. Hollywood has always been adept at creating illusions. It's likely we'll see more uplifting films like Slumdog Millionaire aimed at distracting us from financial woes. Aside from that, audiences may not see the impact of the recession, but the studios will be struggling, and there's no Hollywood ending in sight. Amanda Walker, Sky News, Los Angeles.